right. I'm just going to close our time in a prayer and really just pray a prayer of blessing over all of you, okay? God, we thank you for this night. I do pray that everyone would leave here encouraged, even just knowing that they're not alone in this, that there's others who understand the unique struggles and opportunities as being followers of Jesus in healthcare professions. God, we pray that with your Holy Spirit dwelling within us, that you would give an immensity of wisdom, of knowing what to do in situations where it's not exactly clear what the right or wrong thing is. We pray that you would give courage, Lord, knowing that it's not always easy to do the right thing. God, we ask that with your Spirit dwelling within us, that you would make us people of integrity. God, I pray in working in hospitals, in businesses, wherever people are at, Lord, knowing that there's temptation to compromise, to do things for the wrong reasons, even if it's the right thing for the wrong reason. God, we pray that you would make us people who are deeply formed in our character by your Spirit that's at work within us. God, we pray that we would be set apart as followers of Christ in this city for not only the excellence that we have in our jobs, but the way that we show love in that. Lord, I pray that that in the various spaces that you have called these brothers and sisters, that they would be voices of hope, that they would be a presence of love, that they would be encouragers. And when they've run out of anything to give to others, God, we just pray that you would constantly fill them with your love. That would be one of the things that sets them apart, is that they have a never-ending source of peace and love and joy and hope dwelling within them. And that would just exude from them in the way that they do their jobs. And God, we thank you also for those who are here tonight, who are in training, who are in school, and who aspire to everything that we're talking about tonight, but who are just spending a lot of time in textbooks right now. Lord, help them in this unique aspect of their calling to be faithful stewards of every class, of every book that they read, everything that they learn, Lord. And we pray that you would just use these brothers and sisters in this city, God, to show your compassion, your love, and that there is hope. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.